Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Ed Dolan, UFMS Project Executive at the United States Marshal Service. Also joining us today from IBM is Lori Feller. Ed, I have the pleasure to ask many of our guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies in the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships to improve financial management operations and program outcomes? And how do you envision these partnerships changing over time?
Well, partnerships are really the key to what we're doing here. When when you look out and see that in order to make the unified system a reality, it took the work of CGI was the company that developed the Momentum software, and then IBM is the company that has integrating that software and developing the implementation strategy for the DOJ components. Then at the Marshal Service, we've contracted for our project management office support, which is a partnership that we have there. So I think it's really a case where, the other place we have to look are within justice. As I mentioned, this system runs at our data center in Rockville, so there's interaction that has to occur with the data center and the network and so forth. So a lot of times when people at the Marshal Service, see me, walking down the hall or on the elevator, they say, man, there's a lot of moving parts in this system. And I say, yeah, there are. There is a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of partnerships. There's a lot that has to happen. But again, I think we are very fortunate to have leadership at the department that says, we're going to make it happen. It's unambiguous. We have a UFMS executive board, and recently the deputy attorney general spoke to us and really congratulated DEA and ATF for their efforts and then encouraged the rest of us to stick with it, to work as a team, as partners, to do something big and do something significant and overcome the challenges. So I think it's very motivating, a recognition that we can all work together, come from different walks of life, but again, that's America, and we work well together.
So Ed, given your experience in the federal financial management space, your work at DOJ, at both budget and finance, and now at Marshal Service, how have you really seen the role of the federal financial manager changing over time?
It has really changed a lot, Lori, and I think it's changed to the point of a recognition that all these things work together. The budget is in the federal government does a lot. And quite frankly, in certain ways, it's the marketing aspect. The budget office has to work with leadership to develop proposals, ideas, initiatives for the way the organization can adopt new programs to meet the mission. And that's a very important function. So budget has always been clearly at the forefront of a lot of financial management. What I've seen happen over time is through passage of key pieces of legislation, most notably like the Chief Financial Officers Act of 1990, Government Management Reform Act, and a lot of the others, was really an effort to take the finance office, what I call from out of the back room and up to the table, with a recognition that, the accounting for the information and the providing of the information to leadership and the public is very significant. So through the financial statement effort and a lot of the other areas, I think more than anything, I've really seen the growth and development of the finance office and a real strong integration with the budget team, to form that partnership going forward. Budget officers know that the financial data they're relying on is solid, then it really provides them with that great foundation to move out, to go over to OMB and to go to the Congress and make the case for the resources they're requesting.
So turning it just a little bit, I know you've had so many memorable experiences in government, but if you could talk just about one of your unforgettable moments, I'd love to hear about it. And then outside of work, what do you like to do?
Well, I on the unforgettable moments, I'll tell you, 28 years is a long time to do something, but I it's been a very rewarding opportunity, and I think that as time went by, there's just been a lot of great people that I've had the fortune to work with. It really all starts with my mom and dad and my family. And then at work, people who've just been committed to them, you know, committed to teaching new people, you know, teaching them the ropes, showing them what's going on, both at the department and the Marshal Service. I've just really been fortunate that a lot of people invested their time and energy, you know, in my development. I would say one of the more, you know, a very particularly rewarding thing that occurred, there was a time we had an Attorney General, Richard Thornburg, from the state of Pennsylvania, came to the Justice Department and asked, you know, where is your capital budget? You know, in the state of Pennsylvania, we have a capital budget, and why don't we have one here at Justice Department? And the controller at the department at the time asked me and another gentleman to you know, do a little research on that and figure that one out. So we wrote a paper on the concept of capital budgeting. Another paper was written at the time about how the government accounts for money over, you know, what period of time, called the M-year legislation, arcane as it is. But what I saw happen was the controller at that time took those two different concepts, capital budgeting and this M-year legislation that had just been passed, and innovated, quite frankly, as I was earlier, just came up with just a resounding idea to say, look, what the Justice Department needs is the ability to take funds that over, you know, that are meant for law enforcement purposes, and once those funds have expired and are no longer available, instead of just taking them off the books, we're going to take that money and put them into this fund called, you know, a working capital fund, and make them available for big things, big investments, things like building out a litigation network for the U.S. attorneys, putting in a unified financial system, doing things like that, sometimes even buying an airplane for the prisoner transportation. So really what I saw there, I felt like I really played a key role in doing that research on the capital budgeting and to help the department put these two different ideas together and create this fund that, quite frankly, has paid enormous dividends. I haven't seen the last number, but I think at some point we probably over the course of the last, that happened about 1990, course of those 20 years, probably at least $1 billion had come into that fund and been able to be recycled for long-term capital investments that improve the overall law enforcement and litigation mission of the Justice Department. Well, outside of work, like I said, I'm fortunate. My family is all in the area. My mom and dad are still in the Bethesda area. I have three sisters that live around the Beltway. And my wife and I live in Germantown with three children who are, you know, growing up. And it's been, extremely rewarding to watch them come up through the school system and college. And my daughter's at a hair school currently, and she's got great ideas for the things she wants to do, you know, going forward. So I think along those lines, what I've really had that opportunity to do, working in a place like the Justice Department with a focus on, you know, with really good bosses and mentors, a focus on that, you know, work's important, but so, you know, family is important too. So it's been, you know, really good to have that chance to have that balance between work and home. Yeah, you know, to do fun stuff. When the weekend rolls around, you know, a lot of times, you know, you can find me in front of the TV watching football, that's for sure. But now I'm eagerly awaiting the arrival of baseball season. And I went out and took a peek at the calendar the other day and saw that opening day is March 31st. So I reached for a leaf slip, and I'll be taking off that first week of April to get a full frontal view of the new baseball season. So those are things I like to do, spend time with my family. You know, I enjoy pro sports, do a lot of reading, relax and enjoy.
What team?
I'm a fan of the Nationals. I bought a Cardinals jacket a long time ago, so I wear that, and people are like, what are you wearing that for? But, you know, it's like, I like the way it looks. Yeah, yeah. I like the color. I really do. So, yeah, it's really good.
Well, Ed, that's a great transition to my last and final question, which what advice would you give to a person who's considering a career in public service?
Well, I think, you know, about that, I have two sons who are both have decided, you know, to go into public service. You know, one of my sons works in the asset forfeiture program. Another one of my sons works for federal student aid. After finishing college, you know, one of the things he really wanted to do was, you know, see to it, you know, help others get that opportunity to go to school. So I think there's a case where they both decided for, you know, a variety of reasons that public service is a really good thing to do. It's a rewarding career with opportunities to, you know, really participate in a lot of interesting things and make a difference.
This has been a wonderful conversation. I want to thank you for your time today. But more importantly, Lori and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today and enjoyed it and learned a lot.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Ed Dolan, UFMS Project Executive at the United States Marshals Service. My co-host from IBM has been Lori Feller. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.